Good afternoon, members of council. My name is Nigel Bowles, and I am the director of Landscape Alberta. My association represents the professional landscape sector. I'm here today for two reasons. The first is to confirm my association's support for the city's integrated pest management policy, IPM. And the second reason is this. You have heard from a group of people today who want you to ban the products that the city is using to control weeds. But if I interpret them correctly, they are okay with pesticides, just don't use 2,4-D or Roundup. I'm going to address this point because we've been down this road many, many times in recent years. And as just mentioned, the previous council has heard directly from Health Canada, Alberta Health, Alberta Environment, and leading scientists here in this chamber. The current policy was established following the recommendations of the Pesticide Advisory Committee. Also, between February 2011 and 2012, three separate council committee meetings were held, the outcome of which was majority support for the IPM policy. In 2012, there was also public input into the Weiwei Green Strategic Plan, which also endorsed IPM. Now, because they have different opinions, the same group of people are here again today who do not share council's support of the policy. And while we embrace different opinions, earlier this afternoon, we were treated to anecdotes and to a breathtaking amount of misinformation and a twisting of facts. And it's facts, not anecdotes or opinions, that I'd like to highlight next. Fact: federal legislation under the authority of the Pest Control Products Act protects all Canadians. Fact: Health Canada bases its decisions on an enormous body of research that is conducted by independent laboratories, not the manufacturer. Fact: all pesticides, for whatever use, must pass Health Canada's science-based risk assessment protocols. Fact: Health Canada's scientists examine human exposure and factor children's development using the highest safety standards in the world. Fact: in the past 10 years, all weed and insect products used in the urban landscape have been retested using the most advanced scientific methods. Fact: no pest control product, none, is labeled as a cosmetic pesticide. It's a made-up term to try and convince you that somehow it's different. Fact: Health Canada is mandated by law to examine all scientific papers and research when it concerns a registered pesticide. So when people say that there's evidence to support banning pesticides, facts do not support their opinion. I will conclude by telling you about two important decisions made since we last met with this committee. First, in British Columbia, an all-party committee of MPs, after a 20-month review, determined that there was not enough evidence to justify a ban on the use of pesticides. Second, in the city of Regina, following a year-long study, City Council approved the continuation of their IPM policy. And finally, as a reminder, the City of Calgary also undertook an extensive public consultation that took over 18 months to complete. The result was that Calgary reaffirmed its support of their IPM policy. I point all of these out because in addition to this Council's decision to endorse IPM, it underscores that many other jurisdictions have, after extensive research, reached the same conclusion. Integrated pest management policies work. So my request to you today, members of the committee, is that you continue supporting the city's IPM policy. Thank you.
Thank you.